You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill InPlay Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. You join us ahead of the first day, the first test between England and New Zealand from Lords. We're looking ahead to some of the betting on this one. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me on the line, as ever, is Anthony McGrath to take a look at the match. How are you, Anthony?
Very good, Sam. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. Looking forward to the test. And it's been another couple of turbulent weeks for England cricket off the field, Anthony. Just before we get into the test, it's yet another episode in this KP Willy Won't He saga. What did you make of Andrew Strauss's decision?
I thought that's the way Andrew Strauss would go if he got the job, given his past history with Andrew Strauss. But I just think the whole thing's since KP came out of the team after the last Ashes series, it's just never gone away. I don't think it's been dealt with properly. The door's been slightly left ajar for him to come back. He went back into county cricket, he gave up his IPL contract and scored runs. So I think he was expecting some kind of encouragement. But with Andrew Strauss coming in and kind of closing the door now, I think it's time for everyone to move forward. It's been rumbling along far too long, and I think both Kevin and England can't go forward until it decided upon fully. I think it has been now from Andrew Strauss, and I can't see Kevin Peterson playing again now.
Yeah, it's become almost farcical with the way that it's rumbled on. So I think the players will certainly be looking forward to getting back to action on the pitch. And it's 5-4 England for this test, 5-2 the draw, and 7-4 New Zealand. So the traders still have England as favourites, but this is a lot closer in the betting than it has been in past years between the sides.
It has, and I think it's testament to how far New Zealand have come. As a team, they've not won many tests in England, but this is a different New Zealand team. They played so well in the World Cup. A lot of aggressive players with both bat and ball. I think the only problem with going for New Zealand is they've had quite a few players out in the IPL. They've not been over and got used to the English conditions. I know it's not as important these days because players do that, but the conditions in England are different to around the world, and I think with a few of them not playing any red ball cricket for quite a while, that could have an impact on. And don't forget, it's only a short series, so they can't really grow into the series, New Zealand. It's only a two-match series, so that could be one of the stumbling blocks for their team.
Yeah, so the traders got it about right then, with England the more likely to oblige of the two sides.
Yeah, I'd put England as favourites for the series. If this was a five-match series, if New Zealand had a little bit more preparation, I would be putting New Zealand as favourites. But as I said, for the reasons I've just given, I would put England in their own backyard. They play well at Lords as well. The other test being at Headingley, I'd put England as favourites for the series.
Okay, then England, the most likely team to win the series, then for Anthony at 5-4. We'll take a look at the batsman and bowler markets now, then, as we always do. We'll start with the top English batsman. It's Joe Root at 130, Ian Bell at 7-2, Cook 4-1, Balance 4-1, and 9-2 bar those. And Joe Root's a man who should be coming into this one in really high spirits. He's just been named the vice captain of the Test side and England Cricketer of the Year as well.
Yeah, he's had a great start to his international career, and particularly the last 12 months, his averages in both tests and one days have been phenomenal, really. So he'll be full of confidence. It was a disappointing series for England in the West Indies. I think everyone expected him to win that, but I think if you look through, most of the batsmen, barring Jonathan Trott, scored some runs and got some confidence, although the wickets were slow and they will be completely different. So I think our batting lineup actually looks pretty good, pretty solid. I'm very happy Adam Live's going to get his chance at the top of the order. He's certainly someone to look out for. He's very aggressive. I won't be tipping him up in his first game. I think that's a little bit unfair, but later in the summer, he's someone who, if England stick with, can be a really good performer for England. For me, I'm going to go for Gary Balance. Batting at number three again, he's been in good form, very solid for England. He bats well, he's got different gears to go through, and I think at 4-1 I think he's a good bet for England's first innings top scorer.
Okay, Gary Balance then getting the pick in that market. Next up, it's the top New Zealand batsman. Kane Williamson heads affairs in this market at 130. Brendan McCullum is 4-1. Guptill is 4s as well. So is Latham. And it's 9-2 bar those. Are you a bit surprised not to see McCullum favourites in this market?
Yeah, I just think it's because, again, he's probably not had the red ball preparation. Kane Williamson, too, who knows English conditions very well, played for Gloucester and played for Yorkshire and been very successful, but he's not played much in the IPL either and not played much since the World Cup, so probably that reflects you know, him not having too much cricket. The man I'm going to go for is Martin Guptill. He's had a stint with Derbyshire earlier this year. He's got some runs for New Zealand in their warm-up games on this tour already, and I like him. He knows these conditions well. He knows Lords well, and I think at 4-1, that's a very good price for him to say he's been in this country and already scored runs and found his feet. So Martin Guptill for me at 4-1.
Okay, then Martin Guptill then getting the pick of the top New Zealand batsman. We'll move on then to the top English bowler of the first innings. James Anderson is 2-1, Stuart Broad 3, 7-2 for Chris Jordan and Mark Wood, and it's 5-1 bar those. I know you've been tipping up Jimmy quite a lot in this market. Are you sticking with it, Anthony?
I don't think you're going to be surprised what I'm going to say next.
Yeah,
absolutely. You have to go for Jimmy, don't you? I mean, 2-1 is short, but I still think that's a good price for him. I think England's main problem this summer, I really do, is going to be the bowling. There's no other standout bowlers. I'm very surprised they've not gone for Adil Rashid in the winter in West Indies. Yes, it's early conditions, but I'd still like to have seen him come into the team before Australia. Stuart Broad, for me, unfortunately struggling. I think he's lost his pace. We think Mark Wood might get his debut, which is, I think, a good move. And then it's one of the others between Stokes and Jordan. I don't think Ali will bowl much in the first inning. So, after all that deduction, it just leaves Jimmy Anderson, who's by far England's best bowler. And at 2-1, you can't look much further than him.
Yeah, okay, fair enough then. Jimmy Anderson at 2-1 then for the top England bowler. The top New Zealand bowler market is next up then. It's Tim Southee and Trent Bolt that share the head of the market here, both 11-4. Doug Bracewell 7-2, Henry 7-2 and 4s bar those. Perhaps not surprising to see these two at the top of the market. They took 20 wickets between them last time New Zealand were in England. But as you said, they've had IPL commitments and haven't played a warm-up game.
That's right. And these two would really worry me. If this was a five-match series and they'd been over here and got used to the conditions. Yes, they've both bowled in England, so it won't take too long, but they still need a bit of a run out and get used to the test match lengths again. These two are really exciting bowlers. The Duke's ball, which we use in England, will help them swing the ball, but I think it'll just take them to get a little bit into the series. I'm still going to look at one of these two for the top bowler. I'm going to go with Tim Southee. He's got wickets at Lords before. He's got a bit more experience than Trent Bolt, and I'm going to go with him at 11-4.
Okay, then Southee getting the pick then for Anthony in that one. Any other markets catching your eye, Anthony? As ever, we've got the headline offers, the draw, no bet, the double chance, the man of the match markets.
Yeah, there's a couple, and for me, this is the best bet for me, and I'm astounded by the price, even though it is fairly short. There's a bowler match bet under the players on the console. And it's Jimmy Anderson against Stuart Broad. And both innings counts in this market, and it's Jimmy Anderson to beat Stuart Broad. I just think that's an absolute knocking bet. I really do. I think Stuart Broad's in no form at all. Remember, it's just the wickets out of them two, and Jimmy Anderson's 4-6 in that market. And even though it's an odds-on price, I just think that, you know, that is an unbelievable bet, and I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, it looks a really good selection, that one does then. So is that your best bet of the lot then for the first test?
Yeah, that's the best one. I mean, again, I always mention the man of the match market because I think it gives everyone a chance to be involved, and there's normally some good prices knocking about. I'd probably go for a couple here. Again, we've mentioned him already, Jimmy Anderson. I think he's full of wickets, especially at Lords, especially with the New Zealanders just coming in. 10-1 Jimmy Anderson is. I think that's fantastic. If he gets a 5 or 6 wicket haul, there's a good chance he'll be in the running for the man of the match. And the other man, I'd go for probably Gary Balance at 12-1. I mentioned him in the top England runs. Again, if someone can get a century at Lord's, it puts them forward towards that man of the match. So for me, Balance and Anderson are meant to look out for in that man of the match market too.
Okay, excellent stuff. There we are then, the thoughts of Anthony McGrath ahead of the first test from Lord's between England and New Zealand. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Anthony. I hope you enjoy the cricket.
Cheers. No problem, Sam. Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.